The Senate State Affairs Committee gave thumbs up to a bill that aims to strengthen the state's open government law. The vote came with some humor from Republican State Senator Timothy Rave.
I move to pass 1108 as amended.
Second. Motion by Rave, second by Lederman. Comments on the motion?
Might be the most confusing bill we had all session, Mr. Chairman.
The bill became confusing with a volley of amendments back and forth. In its current form, the legislation makes official government subcommittees subject to open meetings laws. Those like David Broderick with the South Dakota Newspaper Association argue that too often subcommittees make their decisions outside of public view.
If you believe that, you know, the devil's in the details, it's the work, the debate, the discussion that goes into to the what the City Finance Committee does in terms of arriving at the decisions for recommendations that go to the full council, if you believe the public should have access and knowledge of what those debates and discussions are about, then I think this is a good bill.
But opponents argue that the law has unintended consequences. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League says sunshine laws should not end up hurting the normal process of local government.
We need to have some ability to have some form of deliberative process at the local level. You shouldn't have to fall under the open meetings law just because you're having some sort of a discussion.
Opponents worried the bill would require student councils and citizens' task forces to post notice every time they met and opened all of their proceedings to the public. The committee went on to pass an amended version of the bill that deals only with government bodies. Citizens' advisory committees are not subject to the amended version of the bill. Tony Venhuizen with the governor's office was a member of the Open Government Task Force that took a close look at the state's sunshine laws. Venhuizen spoke in favor of House Bill 1108 in committee. He says the bill that passed out of committee is a step towards more openness.
It may be not as broad-based as the Open Government Task Force proposed, but it still gets at a lot of these committees, and I'm sure the people who feel strongly about this issue will be pleased with that this is a step in the right direction.
Venhuizen says South Dakota has made major advances towards more open government overall. He points to major changes in recent years that took South Dakota government from a policy that presumed all records closed to a policy that presumes all records open. But there are still those that see South Dakota as far too closed. They say the state doesn't have enough regulations that provide citizen oversight for several aspects of government.
Ronald Reagan was famous for saying, trust but verify.
Gordon Witkin is with the Center for Public Integrity. Last year, the group ranked South Dakota as 49th in the country when it comes to the risk for corruption. The state got an F in categories like lobbying disclosures, legislative accountability, and ethics enforcement.
And for open government advocates, the feeling is, well, people say there's no corruption here, but how would you really know if you don't have the accountability, transparency, and openness and the systems in place that would allow you to track such things?
But others, like Tony Venhuizen with the governor's office, point out that New Jersey scored better than South Dakota in the report, only because that state has real problems with corruption, and so they have passed real measures against it. But he says South Dakota is a small state where corruption is not proven to be a problem.
It's kind of like saying fewer people in Hawaii own a winter coat. That's not because they can't afford one. It's because it's hot there. And likewise, South Dakota is fortunate that the people who are in public office are in it for the right reason. They're in it for public service. And there's not a lot of money. And things are just different here than they are in places where they have full-time legislatures and a lot more money and influence, and it's an environment more like you might find in Congress.
This legislative session marks the end of the formal process towards a more open South Dakota government. The South Dakota Open Records Task Force concluded its business with the legislation it put forward this year. House Bill 1108 is among a number of bills lawmakers are considering. If it passes the final hurdle and makes it through the state Senate, it will end up on the governor's desk. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.